What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Now the pitch. Swing by Abrams and a ground ball fair. A base hit down the right field line. That will score Lyle. Here comes Millis. He scores. Abrams around second, speeding for third as it's chased down in the corner by Lamont Wade Jr. And C.J. Abrams with a ground ball down the right field line. A two-run triple, his third three-base hit of the year.
All right, once again, Charlie Slows on 106.7 Nats Radio and the Odyssey app. Yesterday, C.J. Abrams with a two-run triple. That was after Drew Millis' go-ahead double in the 11th inning, all part of a three-run outburst, a 7-4 win by the Natty Nats. And Kyle Finnegan throwing three strong shutout innings as part of the win. Series win, 2 out of 3. We're going to get to the jersey patch thing in a sec. First, my guy Mo at Maurice Ford DC said, hey, let AMAC know he shouldn't be using an oven to warm up his fish and chips. He needs to get an air fryer. It's a very good point.
No, that's fair. That is actually great. I think with the only thing with the air fryer is like cleaning it. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
So here's the deal. Obviously, you don't have an air fryer, so you're using
I have
oven.
One. I have one.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Yeah, I just don't want to clean it.
So, all right. So here's what I found. And maybe I'm wrong by this. I don't know. I don't often clean my air fryer. I put down like parchment paper.
Yeah.
I think it's called. I'm pretty sure it's parchment paper.
Yeah.
You can buy it at any supermarket, and I just put it down a clean sheet and to put the food on that.
See, I'm not rocking with that, Rooster, because then it's like, it's fish. Maybe if it was chicken, and I know I'm going to cook chicken.
What the hell's the difference between chicken and fish?
Because if you want to cook chicken the next time, you don't want chicken grease over the fish grease. You know, that's how you get sick. Yeah, you don't fry fish and then go straight to frying chicken in the same grease.
Okay, but you can dump out the grease or whatever oil goes into the bottom of, like, it's a grated kind of surface below where you cook the food, right? So you could just dump the oil or whatever comes off the food out.
Guess what?
And then you put a clean piece of parchment paper down and you're fine.
Guess what I wouldn't have to do if I put it in the oven? That. I wouldn't have to dump anything. So, you know, it's just lazy.
I think Mo is smarter than you.
I mean, he made a great point there. Yeah. Honestly, if I had time, you know, putting together the air fryer, digging it out the closet, then putting all the pieces together, and then putting the fish. I mean, it is...
putting all the pieces together? What kind of air fryer did you buy? They come assembled.
I'm exaggerating a bit, Rooster, but I'm just my
no
point.
No, duh.
My point is, it takes longer with an air fryer. It's a longer process with an air fryer than just throwing it in the oven
all the time. As a matter of fact, all right, here's what I did real quickly. So over the weekend, I cooked like a champ. I had a couple of friends over from Phi Sigma Kappa, which is my fraternity. I'm the advisor at American University. And my fraternity is very, very important to me. So my friend Bruce, my friend Will came over, and Will brought his wife, Rachel, and then another alumni brother, came over. And a bunch of other people were supposed to come. My daughter was in town for the weekend. Tyler's here, what have you. So I cooked out on the smoker, right? Because that's how I do, even though it was hot. I cooked a big pulled pork. I cooked chicken legs. I cooked spare ribs. I made potato salad, macaroni salad, all sorts of things, right? And I do this all instead of just getting pizza or whatever, like a normal human being who doesn't want to stress. I do this because, you know, it's just me. So anyway, I had lots of extra food, and I tried to give away all the, you know, a bunch of the leftovers and all that stuff. But what happened was I had already cooked food leading into this. So I had cooked burgers, I don't know, for me and Ty, like last Wednesday. So I had this, leftover burger that I was gonna have on Saturday, like afternoon for lunch, and I never got around to eating it. So I had prepared it. I put it on this brioche roll, like a little cheese, little mayonnaise, what have you. I was just about to eat it, and then things changed. Whatever. I never got to eat it. So I put it back in the refrigerator. Then this morning I was like, you know, I really got to eat this, and it looks good still, right? It was covered or whatever. I said, how bad could it be? So I just popped it back in the air fryer for 4 minutes, and it was delish. It was awesome.
Listen,
I just put the roll, the burger, everything right into the air fryer. It was succulent. It was juicy. It was everything.
Oh, man, Rusia, you definitely have a way with words. I will say, but I'm, listen, you and Mo, you have no argument out of me.
Okay.
I'm just lazy, you know?
Okay.
Air fryer is a few extra 10 minutes.
I think
minutes.
The air fryer would improve your life, Mac? I'm telling you, man. Like the oven, you're not wrong about the oven and not having to deal with grease trappings and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But think about it, right? You are a healthy young strapping buck, okay? I'm an old geezer, okay? You are trying to watch your arteries and all that stuff. Like in the oven, as you cook things, chicken, fish, whatever,
yeah,
all that grease, whatever is emanating from the meat and the protein is like, and now the meat is kind of basting in it, right? So with the air fryer, it's basically dripping down and essentially being separated from your food if you're doing it right. I mean, it's healthier.
Rooster, you're making some great points here. I think I may be doing the air fryer tonight.
All right,
I don't know. I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, I still have to run the dishwasher too. I can just pop that bad boy in there.
So here's the deal, Mo at Maurice4DC and me, the Rooster, saved your ass.
Yeah.
Basically, you could just say that and just, you know, say thank you, guys. I appreciate it. You made my life better and easier.
Okay, you're running with this one now, huh?
Anyway, the news this morning. The Nationals apparently had a press conference at Nationals Park on a day off. Kind of weird, right? Weird timing, all that. They announced earlier this morning that they have entered into an agreement with AARP, baby, to become their new jersey patch sponsor. That's right. The Nationals, after all of this time, now have a jersey patch sponsor, and it's AARP. Congratulations to them, right? That's awesome. But you know what's interesting? Two things. One, and AMAC, this was a little bit before you working on the show. This was when still like Matty Ice was with us.
Mm-hmm.
Linnell used to call me and Doc when we did the show on Tuesdays together. He used to call Tuesdays on the radio station AARP Tuesdays. And now Nationals are going to debut their AARP jersey patch tomorrow on a Tuesday. So technically, tomorrow is the return of AARP Tuesday, baby.
AARP Radio, AARP Tuesday.
How do you like them apples?
I mean, just a great brand to pair with a baseball team, you know? Like, I think of baseball, I just think, all right, let me not go too far in before I get some hate calls, but I just think it's a beautiful pairing. It's a beautiful pairing, and I think it says a lot about the demographic, if I may say.
Wow. So you use this as an opportunity to slam baseball.
Not slamming baseball. It works for who it works for. It just doesn't happen to be me, you know?
Mm. So what you're saying is it would figure that the Nationals, and a sport that is probably desperate might be the wrong word, but probably should be really, really working hard to embrace the younger demographic, the Nationals selling out the jersey patch thing to AARP, which, listen, I mean, I know what it is. It used to stand for the Advanced Association of Retired People or something like that. It is no longer that. Like, literally, when I turned 50 or before I turned 50, I started getting in the mail stuff for AARP. I am a member of AARP. I don't use it enough because I have so many things on my mind and I get confused and whatever, but I have an AARP card in my wallet and I can get discounts at like hotels and whatnot if you're a member of AARP. So for me, this makes sense, but what you're using it again as an opportunity to take a cheap shot at baseball I think you are.
No.
Is that they are catering towards an older, more asleep generation as opposed to a strapping young buck like yourself.
No. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is this is a great platform for them to introduce a media partnership with Medicare. You know, I think this is just great alignment for baseball. Way to reach out to your audience and do what, you know, resonates with them. I think it's
I'd like to give you the benefit of the doubt here and say that you're not being facetious, but I know you are. I know you are.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
What am I talking about? I mean, it's oozing through your words.
Yeah, they're going to
start. We all know that you don't like baseball. We all know that you think that us old fossils don't get it and that we should follow the bouncing ball, right?
Not all the good balls bounce.
Sometimes I can't believe the things that come out of your – you have a way with words, AMAC. Does that sound familiar?
I deserve that one.
Okay.
I deserve that one.
But anyway, the Nationals have now a jersey patch. Now, according to I think this was my guy Rich from the Nats Report, who does a great job covering the team. We talk about Talk Nats all the time and the Nats Report. I like those guys. They've been very good to me. I always do the same and we help each other out. I believe this was Rich from the Nats Report. It may have been Talk Nats. I can't remember. But I know both of them alerted me to this situation. And one of them, again, I just can't remember which one it was, said that the Nationals were the only team up until today to not have the corporate naming rights of the stadium and to not have a corporate partner for a jersey patch in Major League Baseball. So you got 30 Major League Baseball teams. Every other team until today had either
team I worked out for, I would say, and that was
a corporately named stadium, right? And the Nationals up until again today had neither. And this is why I'll just say this. This is why I've never really felt bad for the Lerner family in any sort of way, shape, or form. With all of their reported accumulated debt from running the Nationals, from lack of attendance, from not getting to properly celebrate and benefit from the World Series championship, the Masson deal, corporate real estate, this, that, and the other thing. Supposedly, they're in a ton of debt. A ton of debt. And again, Talk Nats wrote a big thing up on this maybe a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. I can't remember when exactly it was. I want to say it was like mid-May, but I could be wrong on that. Just go back and look. But the bottom line is they are in a ton of debt. And yet they had never until today found a way to make a deal to bring in easy revenue, easy money. And I suppose nothing is truly easy, but you know what I mean. Money that you don't have to really work hard for. You don't have to put on a good product per se, necessarily. It's not the same as contending for, of course, nobody wants to be associated with a bad product. I get it. So you do, some of it is interrelated to the team performance and so on and so forth. But let's be honest, AARP is not partnering with the Nationals because their rotation is not good enough or their bullpen is not good enough. They're partnering with the Nationals because they're looking to expose their brand and attract new customers, like they did with me a year and a half ago, and many others that are turning 50. And on top of that, it's probably, and quite honestly, and we don't know the financial terms of the deal, or at least I haven't seen them yet, it probably is affordable. It probably is a way for them to get into the corporate sports naming rights thing, because I haven't seen them really involved in that. And it's probably not very expensive, is my guess. I don't know, and I don't know how to determine that. I have no idea how these deals work, okay? But I guess what I'm saying is for AARP, it makes sense. You get your jersey patch on TV all the time. I'm sure maybe there'll be some signage, I'm guessing. There'll be signage at Nationals Park, and maybe as the team gets good, it promotes your brand a little bit and it opens up some eyes. And for the Nationals, it's essentially free money, right? They are the product and now they're just going to wear this on their jersey patch. And it's not a big deal. It's not that obtrusive. You'll notice it. You'll see it. Anybody that's annoyed by it, well, you know, sorry. That's just the way the world works. Corporate advertising sponsorship is part of the deal. And for me, I've got two questions. What the hell took so long? And when is a stadium name and rights deal coming? Because now that you've taken this step, I say kudos. Finally, thank goodness, they did something about their financial plight. They have never done anything. And they have missed opportunity after opportunity. And from what I've heard, it's not like there was no interest. It's the learners, again, from what I've heard, I don't know if this is true. It's the learners not wanting to lower themselves, not to do a deal with AARP, but to do a deal where they feel, hey, we're going to value it at this. And if you're not going to pay us this, we're not going to do the deal. And I think that's what they've done for the stadium naming rights. I think that they've done that in free agency. I think they've done that with the sale of the team. So to me, this is a good thing, regardless of whatever the cost is, that they lowered themselves, lack of a better term, to actually doing the deal because it's free money. It's essentially free money. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you want to weigh in on the Nats jersey patch sponsorship, go right ahead. It's the return of AARP Tuesday at Nationals Park tomorrow night against the Detroit Tigers on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, if you want to weigh in on the jersey patch thing, go right ahead, 301-230-0980, or anything that we've talked about already today, 301-230-0980 is the number. I did want to pass along this, and I didn't know this, and AMAC just pointed it out to me, and I saw it, and it is true. This sucks. My guy Ben Standing. Of The Athletic, longtime friend, colleague, what have you. He contributes to Sheehan Show. He's been a guest, obviously, on this station and on this show. And I really respect and love Ben. And we've talked countless hours on the phone over the last 12 years or however long it's been that we've been working together. The Athletic is not renewing his contract. Today is his last day with The Athletic. As he wrote, he said, "I recently found out my contract would not be renewed. Not ideal. Like the teams we cover, the bosses choose the roster. Regardless, I had a great 6 years at The Athletic. Truly, I was honored to work with some fantastic folks, headlined by the man who brought me into the fold, David Aldridge. I had bylines in the New York Times. That's wild. What's next? TBD, other than I plan to remain on the Commander's beat, still host the Last Man Standing podcast, and continue talking with Sheehan. I'll eventually turn a mock draft into a formalized plans. thoughts are welcome. You can email him at bstandick1@gmail.com. He said, talking, thinking, and writing about sports is my happy place. Thank you for the encouragement. The engagement in sports over the years. I hope we can continue once I get a few days back from a few days in Vegas before training camp. He said, on to the next adventure. Man. You know, listen, 10 years ago, I think on this day was my last day at 980 the first time under the ownership of Red Zebra and Dan Snyder and his henchmen. I think it was 10 years ago today. And the next day I had worked out a deal after they threatened to take away money from me and my vacation. And I got the union involved, SAG-AFTRA, and, I fought and defended myself the next day, or they tried to keep me off the radio for months during the football season, right? CK and 106.7, then separately owned, wanted to hire me back. And we worked out a deal that they said, I can only be hired as a part-time employee. I would get my vacation and I would get my severance that was promised in my personal services contract and under the SAG-AFTRA rights. And it was messy for a little while, but got it done. And, you know, I was okay and I was happy. And I was happy to be back at 106.7 at that point. Again, at that point, separately owned. And that was 10 years ago, I think today, was my last day officially as a 980 Red Zebra employee. And then I guess July 1st would have been my first day as a 106.7 employee again. I remember being on, you know, all the different shows as they welcomed me back and so on and so forth. And, you know, been going ever since. But it sucks when you work your ass off and you get let go. And I don't know enough about finances and money and contracts and all that stuff. I have no idea what they were paying Ben Standing. What I would probably be willing to say is it wasn't enough. Even though I don't know what it was. And Ben worked his ass off and he's really good and really dedicated. And that's a shame. Again, I understand media companies do not value hard and good work. I've lived that for 29 years. I've been mistreated and not paid fairly and overrun and abused. I just have. Okay. So I understand that this is the way the business works. Doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it fair. And when you dumbasses get mad at me because I don't want to work on Christmas, now you kind of know why. Okay. Because a guy like Ben, and I know from my case, you know, I worked my ass off to try and deliver good quality coverage working all sorts of holidays, 90-hour weeks, driving home at 3 o'clock in the morning, flying all over the place, desperately trying to be as good as I could possibly be at my craft. And a lot of you appreciated that, and I appreciate you. And Ben worked his ass off, and he gets treated like this. You know, I would just say, I don't know what is at play here with the New York Times and the Athletic and all that stuff. I don't know. But whatever it is, they're making a mistake. They're making a mistake. Because Ben Standing is one of the best in the industry. Not in Washington, D.C. In the industry. In the industry. Nationally. One of the best. Period. End of argument. End of point. And he doesn't deserve this. I'll tell you that much. I don't care what the reasoning is. He doesn't deserve this. And if anybody out there can help him, you know, and hopefully we can do more stuff, you know, with him, who knows? I hope that you can. I mean, he's excellent on the NBA, excellent with mock drafts and podcasts and, of course, Redskins or Commanders coverage. And so on and so, and NFL coverage in general. So I hope somebody can scoop them up pretty quick. ESPN would do wonders to do that. I don't want him to leave the market, but, you know, he's got to survive too. So, you know, just want to make sure that we give him a shout out. All right, when we return, after a trending alert, a quick look at the Capitals and Wizards weekend. We will do that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, as we mentioned, the Nationals with an announcement today that starting tomorrow night when they open up a series against the Detroit Tigers that they will have AARP on a jersey patch on their jerseys for every game and, of course, every uniformed member of their team, making that announcement earlier today after taking 2 out of 3 from Anaheim and the day off today. Again, they'll open up a series against the Detroit Tigers tomorrow night, 6:45 at Nationals Park. Meanwhile, a big trade in the NFL, yes, on June 30th, involving the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Miami Dolphins. We broke it down late part of the 1 o'clock hour, most of the first part of the 2 o'clock hour between the Steelers and the Dolphins, and here's how it looked. Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, tight end, going to Pittsburgh, plus a swap of picks in the 2027 draft. In return, Minka Fitzpatrick goes back to the Miami Dolphins as part of the trade. And as a result, teams, according to Adam Schefter, are now even more increasingly mulling trade offers for disgruntled pass rusher, edge, defensive end, T.J. Watt. From the WNBA, Nalissa Smith, getting traded from the Dallas Wings to the Las Vegas Aces for 2027 first-round pick. She just arrived in Dallas as a Texas native over the offseason, and it just did not work out after an offseason trade from Indiana. And that's what's trending.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, guys, final couple of segments still to come. Dumb Dumb of the Day before we wrap things up. I think our buddy Jeff in Vienna sent me the one that we'll use today. You can always submit a selection at WrestleMania 621 at WrestleMania 621. We are brought to you by Amazon. All right, I got some good news for you, and I've got some really good news. The good news is that Prime Day is almost here. The great news is this year you'll have 4 days to find deals on all of your favorite things. So shop Prime Day, July 8th through the 11th. And away you go. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so I wanted to spend a couple of minutes on this. Look, the Capitals over the weekend, had the NHL draft and all of that stuff. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time breaking down players that you guys don't really know about, but they've already, we discussed on the show, I guess it was on Friday, the kid that they got sort of from Florida, and they've already done a new contract with him. So with the 27th overall pick on Friday night, in the NHL draft from Los Angeles, and it was a long first round. I mean, they did all these like draft house interviews, then the more interviews and whatnot. It was, I mean, honestly, like I appreciate what the NHL tried to do. It was just a long watch, and I lost the fight and didn't even, I fell asleep, quite honestly. But they took left wing Lyndon Lakovic. Okay, with the 27th overall pick. And then they signed selected forward Milton Gastron with the 37th overall pick, Maxim Schaefer with the 96th overall pick, Jackson Crowder, not Jamison Crowder, with the 155th overall pick, and defenseman Aaron Dahlquist with the 180th overall pick. So when we left here, they had 5 picks. All in the first 5 rounds, nothing in the 6th and 7th rounds. Lakovic is 18 years old. He was ranked the 2nd North American left wing, 14th among all skaters, according to NHL Central Scouting. 6'4", 200. He's playing in the Western Hockey League with the Moose Jaw Warriors. Look, good prospect, good size, all of that stuff. We will see how far and how quickly he can make an impact. Clearly you'll see him at rookie development camp. I would imagine you're not going to see him this year at any point. But don't know enough about how that process is going to work and how raw he is. The other guys, obviously, if you see them, it's almost surely not going to be this year. They took kids that were born later than my daughter, 2006, 2007, a bunch of 2007s, right? What you're dealing with is, again, a bunch of 18-year-olds. They're not going to be here anytime soon, I can't imagine. Hopefully, at some point, you start hearing about them and their development at Hershey, and we will see. Now, free agency starts in the NHL this week, so we'll have to see. There's already been a bunch of trades. We'll have to see who they re-sign out of their group of free agent guys. One thing that is kind of interesting, it looks like they're going to move away from Alexiev and kind of go away from that, which is not exactly hard to figure out, right? I mean, he got arrested for some sort of DUI or charged or ticketed or whatever the right wording is. And quite honestly, wasn't good enough. And when they lost Martin Ferravari, that was a dagger blow. And most of us that pay attention to this stuff kind of knew it then. So anyway, that in a nutshell is the Capitals weekend. The Wizards, they made some like you thought, hey, the Wizards, you know, would kind of quiet down, if you will, over the weekend. Nope. No, not really. All they did was acquire another first-round pick. That's right, another recent first-round pick. So, like, this was just interesting, you know, to kind of see as it developed over the weekend. Anthony Gill gets waived. And, look, Anthony Gill seems like a nice guy, good bench player, good PR, I mean, a good leader, good veteran guy, so on and so forth, right? So that's, like, that kind of sucks. Like, nobody wants to see guys like that depart. But the Wizards, right before that, kind of, or maybe in conjunction with that, announced that they have acquired Dylan Jones and a 2029 second-round pick from Oklahoma City in exchange for Colby Jones. So one Jones in for another, okay? So Dylan Jones in for Colby Jones, plus Anthony Gill was let go. So, again, out Anthony Gill, out Colby Jones, in Dylan Jones, and a 2029 second-round pick. Now, why is that significant? Well, here's why. Dylan Jones was a first-round pick just 2 years ago. So now they have, what, five first-round picks? Five from that draft. That was Sarr, Keyshawn George, Bub Carrington, A.J. Johnson, and now this kid that they added over the weekend, Jones. Five first-round picks. What does that mean? Well, number one, it means that you have a lot of young talent, one, that is developing on the and between the Capital City Go-Go and the NBA roster, however it all shakes out, don't know. But they have five first-round picks. Like the Brooklyn Nets had, was it five? I think it was five first-round picks in last Wednesday night's first round. Yeah. They took a bunch of international players, right? Remember that?
Yeah,
so essentially the Wizards had the same, but did it in a different way. And, of course, it was from the draft of a year ago, right? They had already drafted three guys. Then they acquired A.J. Johnson in a trade from Milwaukee. And then this kid, right? So, again, a little bit of a different methodology, but they have five first-round picks. And people are going to say, well, see, this is proof that they were no. This is a front office that is saying, okay, wait a second. We're not really close enough to contending right now. We want to acquire as many young players as we can, develop them, see what they're at the NBA level. If we like them, we keep them, and we grow with them, what have you. If not, they, again, could be perhaps back-of-the-roster type role players, or they can be trade chips, and they could be trade add-ins, or they could be something more than just that. Maybe they could be an attractive commodity to somebody else, and you get another first-round pick, and it's the right formula at the right time. Whatever the case might be, it gives you flexibility, and it provides, again, at least in the eyes of the NBA draft world, five players, three of which you decided and two of which others decided, that these players were first round picks. And again, there's no guarantee that a first round pick, even a number one overall, is going to develop and become a superstar, but at least you get the opportunity to try and develop them a year into their career. Less than a year in A.J. Johnson's case, into their career. And we see where it goes from there. And again, you can use that in a number of different ways. One of the other things that I think is important, right, is when you have as many young players as they do, it allows you to stay away from being anywhere close to that second apron, right, which everybody talks about as like the prohibitive end-all be-all in the NBA. And I don't understand all the rules. I really got to study them more, but I don't have the time with everything that I've got to cover and know. But the bottom line is everybody, I think, should know at this point, like if you're beyond the second apron, that's like a death sentence in the NBA. So the younger you have, the younger the roster, the more flexibility you have, and the cheaper the players are, quite honestly, right? I mean, you don't want to be paying anywhere near luxury tax levels if you suck, or if you're rebuilding, or if part of the plan was a 3 to 5 year plan in which we're going to completely gut the organization and turn it over into our vision with the players that we've identified as somebody who's an intriguing talent for us. And that's what I think the Wizards continue to do. Flexibility, versatility. It doesn't matter if they have a bunch of wings or they're not all going to play. I got it. They're not all going to be here. Neither are some of the aging veterans. I mean, honestly, who are we kidding? If we think CJ McCollum, Marcus Smart, Chris Middleton, am I forgetting anybody else in terms of the veterans? I think those are the three main veteran players, right? If we think they're all going to, of course not. And neither are the young players. They're going to continuously churn out different players and different looks to the roster and see what they have and see if Pasta sticks to the wall and see if they can find their Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and see if they can find their Giannis and see if they can find their Nikola Jokic and see, oh, wait a second. You mean those guys that were all drafted and acquired by certain teams and developed by certain teams that weren't the number one overall pick and weren't in the lot. Oh, yeah, that's right. Forgot about that. Interesting. Coming back, dumb of the day, and also a nice heartwarming story. At least it was for me. I hope you guys will enjoy it as well, because it was a really, really, really cool thing on Saturday morning that I got a chance to do with Tyler, and I will have the details for you when we return on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, as I mentioned, our guy Jeff in Vienna sent this to us from the New York Post. Headline, minivan crashes. Oh, we've heard that before. That's like every day around here. Minivan crashes into a parked plane at a Boston airport, pinning itself under the jet. That's right. At Boston's Logan Airport, very busy airport, no doubt about it. The Sky Chef's white minivan, a catering minivan, was seen trapped, and I've seen the pictures, under the parked plane on the tarmac on Sunday morning at Logan International Airport. It's under an American Eagle plane. Nobody exactly knows how it wound up there. The van's driver suffered minor injuries, taken to a hospital. The van's roof flattened. The jet also got scratched and dinged up underneath, but no major injuries, no major problems other than, well, you probably shouldn't be allowed to drive a minivan into a plane, right? Into a plane. And if you didn't see it, then you probably need a new eye exam. Or if something worse happened, certainly hope that everything's okay, but maybe we should reconsider how many people get driving licenses in America. Maybe that's part of the problem with how bad the roads are and how bad the highways are. And maybe that's part of the problem why the old rooster goes nuts from time to time. And that is Dumb Dumb of the Day. Thanks to Jeff in Vienna for sending that. So I wanted to spend a quick minute before we turn it over to Craig Hoffman. Saturday morning, I got the opportunity to go watch Kelly Medhurst play softball. Brenda, Pete's widow, and of course, for those that have been listening to this show, everybody knows we lost Pete at the end of January. And even though they had broken up the show because, well, A while ago, we all have felt an enormous loss with Pete's death, and none greater and bigger than Kelly and Brenda, his wife, and his daughter and his sons, and they've all been affected. But Saturday morning was awesome. Got to go out. They were playing in Loudoun County, got to about 25 minutes, kind of near the Commanders team facility, got to watch Kelly, her only at bat. She crushed a double off the wall, and scored a run. Her team lost, but that's okay. And then her coach, and Pete was a coach on that team, invited Tyler to kind of break down the team huddle, at the end of the game. Now they had two other games, that day still left to play, but it was awesome. It was great to spend a little bit of time with Brenda. She, you know, is very appreciative of all the kind things that people have said about Pete and for her family. Still struggling, as you would imagine. Kelly got to, talk and hang out with her. She was so sweet. She was awesome to Tyler and me, talking about her dad and how some days, you know, she feels like she can talk about it and some days she can't. And she's just dealing with it in the best way that she can. So I was honored to kind of be a part of that. And I'm glad I went, and I'm glad I spent some time with them. And it was great. And we'll always remember Pete. We haven't changed the studio around, everybody should take the time to remember the contributions that Pete made, not only to this radio station, 106.7, Odyssey DC, and really the Naval Academy and broadcasting in general. So, again, a great opportunity to celebrate a little bit what we're all missing and what we're all still hurting from, and that was the loss of Pete Medhurst. So just want to thank Kelly and Brenda for that opportunity to spend a little bit of time with them and the Calvert County Fury, and they did an awesome job, again, with Ty and all that stuff. So I just wanted to spend a quick minute on that. We'll turn things over to Craig Hoffman next. He'll take you through on your Monday afternoon. Thanks to AMAC. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.